here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 8th of March, 2011. It's the birthday of the man who, according to the Oxford English Dictionary, was the first to describe a piece of literature as postmodernist. That was Leslie Fiedler, born in Newark, 1917, best known for his book Love and Death in the American Novel, in which he said he believed that the great theme of American literature is the search for identity. He said Americans have no real identity. We're all uprooted people who come from elsewhere. He was one of the first American critics to argue in favor of popular culture and genre fiction. He once said the only writer of the late 20th century who would be remembered was Stephen King. It's the birthday of Kenneth Graham, born Edinburgh, 1859, best known for his book The Wind in the Willows. The book was a big success. He was able to retire from his bank job. He lived for another 25 years, but he never wrote another one. It's the birthday of John McPhee, born Princeton, New Jersey, 1931, author of more than 30 books, many articles for The New Yorker magazine. Most recent collection is Silk Parachute. It came out last March. It's the birthday of the novelist Jeffrey Eugenides, born in Grosse Pointe, Michigan, 1960, author of The Virgin Suicides and Middlesex, told by a hermaphrodite raised as a girl who later lives as a man, written in both the third and the first person. Here's a poem for today by Jamie Cooperman, entitled Amherst, Massachusetts. Boulder, Colorado, drinks a margarita outside in the patio. He walks to Pearl Street and finds a spot on the pavement to watch a street performer. People in dreadlocks playing guitars ask him if he can spare a smile as he passes them by. Baskets with notes that say, for music school, sit in front of young girls who are playing the violin. Boulder, Colorado, checks his watch as he realizes that Tucson, Arizona probably won't show up. He waits outside the pizza joint before going to a phone booth. Tucson, Arizona answers the phone out of breath. She talks closely into the telephone, and Boulder, Colorado imagines her pale skin and the way her shirt thins to her body and says, it would have been nice if you'd called. She slips the phone off her fingers and wraps her body in a towel before getting dressed to meet New York City. New York City is always up late. They shop on Fourth Avenue, and even when the stores are closed, the streets are open. It's downtown Saturday night, and New York City is dancing. He pulls Tucson, Arizona to his chest. His arms are on her lower back, his hands feeling the slender of her hips. Amherst, Massachusetts, is reading the newspaper when she looks out and notices Tucson, Arizona's slim body dancing between the trees. She thinks about New York City's cinnamon breath and raw cologne. Amherst, Massachusetts, wraps her brown thick hair up in a wool hat, her neck in a scarf. She lets the roads take her home, following the leaves as they fall to the silence of the street. She places her hands on her hips and feels the roundness the year has brought them. Amherst, Massachusetts, thinks about New York City and the charm he has with women. She thinks about Tucson, Arizona, and the way she lets men play on her body like sunlight. She knows they are dancing the night away and won't be home anytime soon. A poem by Jamie Cooperman entitled Amherst, Massachusetts, from her collection You Look Nice, Strange Man, published by ABZ Poetry Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution while moving 1 million tons of freight daily. CSX, How Tomorrow Moves. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Schweitzker, and written by Stephanie Wilbur-Ash. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.